Hey, what's going on? It's Brock and Hunter. Good morning.
Oh, hey.
Oh, hey. 8:13. We got a crap forecast, so I'm not even going to read it. It's just going to be hot and humid and gross. Look at it. I'm closing out of it because I don't want to read it anymore because it's stupid.
Dude, you could literally throw me up out that window and I'd stick.
You just swim through the air. Yeah. Well, where's Hunter going? He's swimming through the air.
Because it's thick.
So thick. Thick. All right, it's a thick forecast.
Don't make it sexual, for God's
sake. It's a girthy forecast.
Love of God.
Let's do your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
What? What's wrong with a girthy forecast?
Because it sounds weird.
Does it?
I got to walk through it.
I don't think it does. Okay, I'm torn. Because we got a story. You know what? No, I'm going to do this one. I'm going to do it. I'm going to read this one because it's funny to me and it seems kind of ridiculous. So you all know the game Monopoly, right? We've been playing it for years.
Do not pass go.
Do not collect $200. So Hasbro is selling a new game called Mrs. Monopoly that fixes the wage gap by giving female players more money than male players to start and paying them more when they pass go. So women, hold on a sec. Women get $250 when they pass go, and they start with $1,900 as opposed to $1,500. So men get the basic stuff. They also have, instead of buying properties, they buy things invented by women like Wi-Fi and chocolate chip cookies. And in honor of the game, Hasbro has donated around $20,000 in real money to three teenage female inventors to help them out. Okay, doesn't this seem kind of like a step backwards?
A little bit.
Doesn't it seem more sexist to give the women more? If it's all equal, isn't that what they're fighting for?
Isn't that what equality is?
They're not fighting for us to get, for them to get paid more than men. They're fighting for women to get paid the same amount as men.
Yeah.
That's what I don't understand. Monopoly, since the very beginning, has been equal. Mm-hmm. Equal rights for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone can own Boardwalk. Everyone can own the railroad.
Not anymore.
This seems so backwards to me.
You're getting out by your wife.
How is that fair? Now, again, if everyone's like, well, you're a white man, you've had everything. No. Well, the point is that Monopoly was already a great equalizer.
Yeah.
You all started off with the same amount. You all started off with the same starting point. Everyone got the same when they passed go.
You know they're going to cause controversy with this.
This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Yeah. If you wanted to be even, if you want equal rights, then everyone should get the equal amount. Doesn't that make sense?
Honestly, we shouldn't even have to talk about this.
No, we really shouldn't. Because I don't think I've ever played a game of Monopoly and thought, this is sexist.
Yeah.
This is a sexist
this
game.
This is ridiculous.
Everyone starts off with the same thing.
Yeah. It blows my mind that...
Like, I'm happy that there's the female inventors getting all that. You added Wi-Fi, but also chocolate chip cookies. They couldn't find a better woman's invention than something that involves baking and cooking. That seems even more sexist, doesn't it?
That's going to stir the pot.
No. Let's stir the pot, because this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Monopoly at no point was a sexist game at all.
I just honestly didn't really like Monopoly.
I love Monopoly because I win all the time. I crush people. But when I start, though, that's what makes it great is you start on that even plane and then eventually get to the point where if they land on anything, here's the trick with Monopoly. Get the cheaper properties and build those up with hotels. Don't worry about getting Boardwalk. Don't worry about getting the railroads. All right? Get yourself the cheap properties.
Start small.
That first row, because you can buy those cheap and you can get hotels put on there cheap. And then people come past go. Guess what? Boom! They land on the cheap one. And then they still owe you a nice chunk of money.
Well, your wife's going to have plenty of money.
I know, because now that she gets $400 extra at the start of the game, that's the dumbest thing. This pisses me off.
It kind of reminds me of, it's kind of easy to win when you...
Never move your back row! Ever! Yeah, it's kind of easy to win when you get $400 at the start of the game!
No wonder you won.
Where do you want me to put this 100? Oh, there.
Right there.
Oh, my God, what an idiot.
This is fun.
Seriously, ladies. Come on. Way to ruin Monopoly. It already tears families apart.